Well, the Calgary Stampeders returned from their bye week with practices on Saturday and Sunday. They are now preparing for their second and final regular season game against the Ottawa Redblacks on Thursday. At Saturday's session, the players seemed to be in high spirits, and head coach Dave Dickinson saw the same attitude.
I think the guys are happy to be back. You know, like I said, I think football players are very scheduled people. We like to kind of get used to a normal schedule, 7 days. Not that we didn't appreciate the bye week, but coming as early as it was and having some success, I think the guys should be excited to get back out on the field and try to improve.
Now the Stampeders have only played 3 games this season before their first bye, a product of a 9-team league. Bye weeks can be tricky to navigate for a coaching staff. Head coach Dickinson likes his players to stay focused on the task at hand, which is winning football games.
I'd rather them work out. I'd rather them get here. It's the middle of summer. You've got a great city. Some went home. Good to see their family, I'm sure, because the training camp, you've been away for a while, but it's football season. So to me, you step away at the end of November.
As you heard, he prefers his players to stick around in Calgary rather than take off for somewhere tropical or something of the like. Seeing family, obviously important as well, but the head coach reiterated that staying focused is crucial.
And everybody's different, so you don't know how they're going to react. Listen, if you got kids and you see them, you can do that. But your mind shouldn't, in my opinion, get too far away from football, because that's what we're in. It's too important, and it's basically how you win games. Make sure it's your priority, and you get after it.
In Week 3, the Stampeders won an ugly game at home against the Red Blacks to get their third straight win going into the bye week. They were knocked for 149 penalty yards, more than they had in their first 2 games combined. As a result, poise was one of the important points that the coaching staff stressed to the players upon their return to the field.
We just decided to focus on what makes us better and our group. The season's too young to really know where we're going to be. Just let's make sure we get better in details, preparation. We did go over some things that we think we can improve on. You know, some poise, penalties, just those type of things. Hopefully they listen and we improve.
An interesting setup this week is for the Stamps. It will be a back-to-back rematch, but for the Red Blacks, they played the Alouettes on Friday and won. They had a 28-8 lead going into the fourth quarter and would end up winning 28-18. Head coach Dave Dickinson is planning to throw a couple of curveballs into his game plan ahead of Thursday's game.
It was weird because we actually played the same opponent, yet they had another game last night, so we're catching up on that and making sure that we have some new wrinkles and some new things for them, and hopefully we play well.
As for injury notes, defensive back Jamar Wall, who hasn't played since Week 1, was seen on field but not a participant in practice on Saturday. Dave Dickinson updated his status after that session.
He got what's called a PRP. He just has a muscle pull, but luckily they don't think it's too severe, but they had to at least give him a couple days here. I'd love to see him later in the week. We'll see.
Defensive lineman Cordero Law was looking like his usual self after missing Week 3 with a minor groin injury, and receiver Markin Michelle was on the field with the first team unit after he missed Week 3 due to an ankle injury, so it looks like both those two could return against the Red Blacks. That means that Bo Levi Mitchell just might have his receiving group completely healthy for the first time this season. I caught up with the Stampeders quarterback at practice on Saturday.
How'd you spend your bye week? Were you in town enjoying the weather, I guess?
I didn't, man. Actually, I went down to Lake Chelan where my wife and I got married. Spent it with her family, and it was amazing. Got a couple rounds of golf in. Got to hang out by the lake. Got some workouts in with her brother-in-law. So it was all around, it was awesome.
Being a veteran, has it changed how you approach bye weeks compared to when you maybe came into the league?
A little here and there. I think it's more situational. I typically don't leave. I typically stay here. But we were playing the same opponent. I felt pretty solid about the game plan, and I knew we still had to wait until Friday to watch their next game. So, got back in on Friday and then just watched the game and tried to study once in. But tried to get away a little bit, clear the mind, let the body recharge. But it's early in the season, so didn't need much.
Now, what was your message to, the offense and these guys as a leader of the team going into the bye week?
We kind of talked to him right before the game, and our message going into a bye week is usually about the game going into the bye week, because we worry about guys thinking about their trip home and hanging out with family and everything, and that's awesome, but what we always tell them is it's a lot more fun to do that after a win. So, lock in, focus, and make sure we get this win, especially being at home, and then come back ready to go.
How did you feel the guys perform? Were they nice and focused out here in the first practice back from the bye?
Well, I thought we were, man. It was energized. I thought guys were getting after it. I know the ones, we didn't have any completion, so it felt good. Everybody was out here moving around, running. We looked fast, looked happy, looked ready to get back and get back and compete.
Now 3-0 so far through the season. Has anything surprised you with the offense so far?
I think our running game. You know, I mean, I wasn't surprised once I saw what was happening in training camp. We kind of saw who we were getting and what those guys could do. But I said probably say from the off season, that was probably that one area of concern I was kind of worried about. But all around, man, I think what surprised me the most is the camaraderie we have. You know, guys are having fun. Guys are out here. They love to come to work every day, and that makes it easy to do.
That must give a little bit more motivation when you're going up against the Red Blacks, seeing how there was the hit that had the suspension after week three. Bringing everybody together as you guys go into this rematch in Ottawa?
Yeah, exactly. It's we don't worry about the suspension at all. It is what it is. It was a bad hit. He knows it. We know it. But we just focus on ourselves. Make sure we go out there, lock into our game plan. You know, come out here, give everything we have. But we know it's a road game in Ottawa. They're tough to beat at home, and they play very well out there. So we got to go out there and kill it.
Got to ask a staple Stampede question. Being a guy from Texas, do you enjoy the Stampede a little bit once it gets started here? I know you guys got a week of work, but
I stay away, man. It's a place to get in trouble, so I stay away. Let the young guys go have fun with that.
That was the veteran quarterback, Bo Levi Mitchell, staying away from the Stampede this year. But I had to ask, 'tis the season after all. You can hear his show every Tuesday from 3 to 4 on Sportsnet 960 as the Bo Show brings you all of the latest from the Stampeders. The Stamps will practice Monday and Tuesday, travel to Ottawa on Wednesday where they will do their walkthrough. Game time set for 5:30 on Thursday night as the Stampeders and Red Blacks open up week 4 of the CFL season. With your afternoon Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.